Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch with Mary Tisdale Green, host and author of three books, Forgive As You Go, Growing My Faith Garden, and a remix of the first book, Flush, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. Fabulous because that is who she is. Fresh touch because if you touch her life, that's exactly what you're going to get. She is a motivational encourager who cherishes the gifts God has given. She carries out her divine appointment by God as a customer service agent for Jesus, going about servicing the souls of people she meets, if only for a minute, hour, day, month, year, a lifetime, as she enjoys her journey of purpose. And now, here's your host, Mrs. Fabulous.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry Broadcast. I am your host, CEO of Fabulous Fresh Touch Ministry, author and motivational encourager, Dr. Mary Tisdale Green, also known as Mrs. Fabulous. I am living my journey of purpose. God has used the word fabulous to encourage me to do excellent things on his program. And I am excited. I'm excited about it. God told me that I am a customer service agent for him, and my job is to service souls by encouraging them through his word. What a job. What a pleasant responsibility that only God can give, and I thank him for that. I am a practicing believer who practice living the word of God. I practice the God habit. And how about you? Well, on today, we have a fabulous show for you, and I am so glad that you stopped by to be with me on today. And today, we are going to be talking about expect a pour out like you have never seen. Only God can do that. Expect it. Expect it. We've got to live in expectancy. Expect a pour out like you have never seen. Well, all right then. I am thrilled that I have you here with me today. And I want you to be encouraged that God can do anything but fail. Anything but fail. But before we get into our topic on today, let's have a word of prayer. So I want you to come go with me within the prayer. Bring your minds in. Get in your mind what you would have the Lord to do for you, what you believe in God for, and let's talk to him about it. Let's touch and agree that God will do that very thing that you are asking him to do, because you know he will. And he said if we touch and agree, he said that he would do whatever it is that we ask. So we want him to bless on today, and we want him to answer your prayer. We want you to expect a pour out like you have never seen. All right? Oh, most gracious Father, today, we sure do thank you. And Lord, we magnify you this another day that you have blessed us to see. What a mighty God we serve on today. You are great and you're worthy, Lord, of every one of our praises. And Father, we give them to you. Thank you. Thank you this morning, God. And we come asking that you would forgive us if we have displeased you, God, in any way. And we thank you for it right now, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for it, God. We thank you that you're so great in our lives, oh God. Nobody but you, Lord. And we thank you for that. Thank you that you are source on today, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your favor, Lord, that is already today going out before us, Lord, to make every crooked way straight. Thank you for it, God. We thank you for your angels, oh God, that you have encamped around us to keep us through sickness, from sickness, all hurt, harm, and danger. Nobody can do that, Lord, but you. And we thank you for it right now. Now, Lord, I come and I ask, I touch and agree with my sister, with my brother, Lord, for whatever it is they have before you today, God, that you would come and that you would work it out for them, Lord. Only you, God. There are some things in our lives, God, that we need your help, Lord. And we need your help today, God. In the name of Jesus, whatever it may be, God, we need you, Lord. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on the sick everywhere, God. We ask that you would go in the homes, Lord, the nursing homes, the hospitals, God. Go in and touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That boy, that girl, that man, that woman, Lord, bless them right now, God, wherever they may be, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for your glory on today, God, in the name of Jesus, as only you can, God. You know how to touch, Lord. You know how to touch and it be just enough, God. In the name of Jesus, do it for your glory today, God. And we'll thank you for it right now. We thank you for your anointing on this afternoon, God. In the name of Jesus, anoint your broadcast, Lord. Have your mighty way, God. Touch and deliver, God. Set free on today, God. Those that need your help, Lord, come to their rescue right now, God. We believe, Lord, and we thank you for it right now, God. For all things, they are possible with you. And we thank you for it right now, God. Now, Lord, we ask your continued blessing, God, that you would look on the bereaved families everywhere, God, that you would encourage them, Lord. You're the only one that know how to encourage a heart, God. In the name of Jesus, would you look on our bishops, look on our pastors, our elders, our ministers, God, our missionaries, our mothers, oh God, the saints everywhere, Lord. Look on them today and bless, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we will forever give your name the glory and the praise. And we thank you right now, Father. And you said if we would acknowledge you in all of our ways and our doings, that you would direct us. And Father, we thank you for that right now. As we stand on your mighty, mighty word, God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that you are a healer, God, our doctor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And as we stand on your mighty word today, Lord, Proverbs 4:20-22, God, in the name of Jesus, and we expect our healing, God. We are expecting, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, come and go with us and be with us is our prayer. Amen. Amen and amen. We thank God for prayer on today. For prayer is always, it's always in order. So man ought to always pray and never, never, never faint. So we magnify God for that on today. And so if you have a prayer request and you would like for us to pray with you or for you, you can go to my website at www.fabulousfreshtouch.com and you can leave that request there. If you need a motivational encourager to come to where you are and encourage the people on your program, you can email me at mgreen60818@yahoo.in. Yes, I-N. Now, if you have a burning testimony that you would like to share, that God has just blessed you, I tell you, if God has just blessed you and you want to share that testimony, well, you have an opportunity to do that right here on Blog Talk Radio with me. All you have to do is call in and share. And you can do that at 347-850-8928. And for the next 17 minutes, I am live and in living color. So if you are listening in and you would like to share what the Lord has done for you, you can share it on today. This is your day. This is your day to share what God has done for you, to tell others about it. All right? Well, all right then. Now, I don't want you to forget that I am also an author, and if you would go to my website, www.fabulousfreshtouch.com, and you can go under products, the different books that the Lord has blessed me to write. And so go there, check them out, check me out, and see what the Lord is doing for me, because I want you to be encouraged to get those things done that God has given you to do. Time is running out. It's not as long as it has been. And so we don't have all of that time anymore. So come on, get up and get about the Father's business and do those things that He's given you to do. And watch Him encourage you and bless you, just like we're talking about today. Expect a pour out like you have never seen. You've got to expect that. You've got to expect it. You've got to live in that expectancy, knowing that God will do just what He said that He would do. And so we have to live there. We can't just visit every now and then expecting. But every day we have got to expect that God is going to pour out like He's never done before. And He will do just that, because He's that kind of a God. Did you know that? He's that kind of a God. And this is not our home. This is just the dress-up room. We just stop by to share with others that this is not home, and that one day we all are going home. In the Sunday school lesson on this past Sunday, oh my goodness, it was talking about home, talking about those pearly gates, and how that the streets are paved with gold. Talked about all of the gems. Yes, it did. And my favorite and my birthstone, amethyst. Talked about all of them and how that there would be no need for the sun to shine, the S-U-N, or the light, because the S-O-N, Jesus, is going to be that shining light. Jesus is going to be that shining light. Oh, my God. Don't you want to be there? Don't you want to experience that? Well, I tell you that I do. I do. So that's why I am working out my soul salvation, because I want to receive my crown And I want to hear Jesus say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So if I want to hear that, if you want to hear that, then we need to get about the Father's business. And we've got to keep our lamps trimmed and burning. We got to do that. Nobody else can do that for us. We've got to do it for ourselves. We've got to step out on God's program and get a job done. Step out. Be the shore. Step on out there. Step out in the water. Let it come on up. Let it come on up. Come on up and get the things done that God has given us. The more we step out in Him, the more He give us to do. And the more we get in there with Him, how to do this and how to do that. And He will give us just how to do that. Expect a pour out like you have never seen. You've got to expect that. As I was sitting and thinking on the goodness of Jesus, scriptures began to run through my mind. I am living in a continual state of high expectancy. And, you know, we have to keep feeding our spirit the word of God so that we can live in this high expectancy that God, that He's going to pour out, thank you, Lord Jesus, in our lives. So we've got to live expecting God to do. We can't just think it every now and then, but we got to live in it. That's why it's a daily walk. Every day, we've got to expect the Lord to pour out in our lives. Expectancy. Seeing the results of our prayers with the eyes of faith. So we've got to believe it by faith. We got to see it for ourselves. You know, when I am praising and magnifying God and I'm in His presence, oh, it's just like I can see it. If only you could imagine, we can have what we imagine. We can have that by faith because Jesus is really real. Do you know that? That He's really real and that He can do anything but fail? God can do just that. We see and believe our bodies are healed. We've got to believe that. We've got to walk in it by faith. By faith, we've got to see it and believe it. That our bodies, they are healed. Our finances are flourishing. Ooh, expect the pour out like you have never seen. Expect that. All our finances, they are flourishing as only God can do. He can open up a door that we never knew was there. He can send money into our lives that we never thought that we had. God know how to do it. Money from years ago that we may have put in a bank and forgot about it. But God didn't forget. He didn't forget about it. He knew and He knows exactly where it is. And so He just opened it up now because He know it's needed now. And God can do that. He can flourish us, ooh, as nobody else can. Expect the pour out like you have never seen. Expect that. Expect God's going to open up that way for you in your financial area, in your healing, for your body, mind, and spirit. Expect it, that He's going to pour out like you have never seen just believe. Only believe. The song says it. Only believe, because all things, they are possible with God. Our relationships, we've got to believe that. Restored, and our children and our grandchildren increasing more and more in wisdom and in stature. We've got to believe and expect a pour out into our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, as we pour out the word in them. And oh my God, you're talking about when it ignites the word and inside of you. So just think, if we've given them the word, we're pouring out in them the word of God, the word of God. We're pouring it out. And when it ignites in them, oh my God, what a pouring out. What a blessing like you and I have never seen. And I'm expecting that. I'm expecting that pour out like I've never seen before. Yes, I am. I'm expecting that. I am actively expecting my greatest blessing ever today. I'm expecting. Yes, it's just like I am pregnant with the blessing of the Lord. I'm pregnant with it, and I'm expecting it every day. My greatest blessing ever today. Come on and join me. Come on this journey with me, expecting God to pour out like he never have before. Come on with me. Come on, get excited about God and about what God is doing. Yes. All around us may be sinking sand, but for the believer, we've got to expect this pour out like we've never seen before, because this is a good time for God to prove himself, and that's what he wants to do. He wants to prove who he is to us. Isn't that something that our God wants to prove to us if we just be obedient, just who he is? 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Are you one of those that love him? I am one of those. Come on, if you're not, be one of those expecting a pour out like you've never seen before. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that only God can do. He's our source. He's our source, and God will do what he said. Jeremiah 29 and 11, and I know lots of people just love this one. And it says, because he said he knows the plan. See, God hasn't forgot about us. He's just waiting for us to step up, step off of the shore. Step off the shore and out into the deep. He's waiting on us because he knows the plan that he has for us to prosper us. That's what God wants to do. He wants to prosper us. He wants the world to know that we belong to him. And all he wants us to do is step off the shore. Get off that shore. Step out into the water, into the deep of the Lord, and allow him to direct us so that he can prosper us, because he already knows. Just think, we line up with God's word, and then he directs. He give us how to do. What's the next step, Lord? And he give us just what we need to do, how to do it, when to do it, how much to do. Just lining up with his word, because he already have a plan for us, for our lives. God already expect to pour out like you have never seen by lining up with the word of God. Our cars have to be lined up so that they won't be going all which ways. Lined up. Everything have to line up. The kids line up for school, the little people. So we have to line up, believers, old people, young people, all people. We have to line up with the word of God and what he said. And then we can expect a pour out like we've never seen. And that's what I am expecting. Jeremiah 1 and 12 says, the Lord said to me, you have seen correctly, for I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled. So God is watching. He's watching out over his word for us to live his word. Can you imagine? Ooh, just imagine being filled up with God's word and he watching out over it to fulfill it. Doing God's bidding, doing his word, he's watching to fulfill it. So God is waiting for us to fulfill our part. See if I will not open you the windows of heaven. If we do our part, God's going to do his part. He says, see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pull you out a blessing. Woo! Going to pull us out a blessing that there shall not be room enough to receive it. My God, expect a pour out like you have never seen. He's going to open up. Just imagine that. A window. Just think about a natural window. You open it up, and the blessing just starts coming in. Just start coming in. Well, God's going to open up a window in heaven. In heaven. All of the blessings. And he's going to pour out. In our lives, he's going to pour out a blessing. And you know what? It's going to be so much that we don't even have room enough to receive all God has in store for us. The windows of heaven, favor, oh goodness, God's favor, he's going to pour out into our lives. And we'll have room enough to receive it. Malachi 3 and 10. Give what God has required of us and watch him keep and fulfill his word. He is a man that cannot lie. If he said it in his word, it will come to pass. So, our tithe. Give God what he, that's his, what's his. And we have 90% to work with. Give God what's his and watch God pour out in our lives. And our prayer on today, thank you, Lord, for filling me with your word that I can imagine the good things you have in store for us who love you. I see you doing, Lord. Encourage those that are reading this daily word. By 2 Kings 6 and 17, which says, and Elisha prayed, open his eyes so that he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and he saw the hills full of horses and chariots. So expect a blessing on today. Well, until the next time, be encouraged and expect to pour out like you've never seen before. Bye-bye.